I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's bright and sunny here in Mill Valley. Have the clouds broken at your house yet, Vin?
They have. The sun is out.
Oh, fantastic. It's going to be a bright, sunshiny day. Mm-hmm. Woo! All right, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They bought 15,000 lunches from their restaurant clients, giving local Bay Area restaurants much-needed financial support while enhancing employee safety. That's Fremont Bank. Here's what's happening.
All right.
So we'll begin with a story about advertising, which I found really interesting. This company lives on advertising.
That's how we pay our bills.
Yes, that's how what we do is sell advertising. Yeah. So I thought this was super interesting that Coca-Cola, among many other big companies, have announced they won't be, they're using the term pausing paid advertising on all social media platforms globally for at least 30 days. That's a trip, but it's part of an official boycott. Apparently, they're saying we're not, each one of these companies is kind of like, hey, we're not, but they are. They absolutely are part of a boycott of the what's happening on Facebook and other social media platforms. They say that
in regards to, like, fake news or, like, what are they saying specifically what they're – trolls? Like, what are they
– it's that, exactly. So a group of organizations, including the Anti-Defamation League, the NAACP, Sleeping Giants, Color of Change, Free Press, and Common Sense, say there's no place for racism in the world and there's no place for racism on social media. So they're trying to say that what's been happening on social media, which – look, there's two schools of thought, I guess, which is, you know, they put the platform together and then they take their hands away and say, have fun, everybody.
Right.
And that's sort of the way that it started. And now they're saying, hey, you got to be more responsible about what you're allowing to take place on your sites.
Right.
And so these big sponsors, and we're not just talking about Coca-Cola. So here are some of the others. Unilever, which is Dove, Ben & Jerry's, Hellman's, among others, they've halted advertising on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, at least through December 31st. Other companies that have joined this sort of protest are Eddie Bauer, The North Face, Patagonia. Mm. These are all companies that are saying they want social media networks to be to do a better job policing hate speech and disinformation. And so it's really,
but
Levi's has said they're also pausing advertising on Facebook and Instagram through at least July. So
can I ask if they are saying anything, because those are all companies that have not, they don't just place ads that pop up in your feed. You can follow them on Instagram. Like, are they also pausing any additional content being posted to their pages? Are these like a complete boycott?
I don't have that.
Okay.
It doesn't say that. I just think it's super interesting that, as you know, we're watching what has been happening on Facebook and Instagram. You sort of expect that to be a nice place where you see what your friends are up to. And then you see things turn dark and ugly, and you go, why?
Really dark and some
awful
fights.
Why is it
fights,
like
right?
this? Like,
it's just horrible, horrible things. And then sometimes you even look at some of the people who are making those comments, and they have made zero posts. They have zero followers. It's like they just, it's an alter ego of someone who doesn't ever want it to be tracked back to them.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's gross. It's just a place where people can go and spew hate.
So it's, I just thought that was interesting. You know, we are most definitely a company that lives on advertising, and I know that that's going to be an issue for them as it would be for us. And by the way, for those companies, if you're out there and you're like, what should we do with these advertising dollars? 415-765-4000 is the number you can call and ask for anybody in sales. They'd be happy to hook you up.
Absolutely. Radio advertising works.
Mm-hmm. 415-765-4000. Check us out over here.
Hello. Hello.
Right.
We're here.
Oh, Starbucks also pausing social media ads. These are big companies.
It's a ton of money for these companies.
Mm-hmm.
And more should jump on.
Super interesting. Yeah. Okay. A guy in tech, speaking of Twitter, so... A guy on Twitter from Allen, Texas. Let me find it. This is from Saturday night.
Okay.
He went out. He finally went out. He says, quote, my wife, date night after 3+ months locked up on quarantine, waiting for shredded cheese as it's the only way she can eat her fajitas. Oh. We've asked 4 people going on 18 minutes now. We got to quit blaming COVID-19 for crappy service. So this is him out with his wife for the first time in 3 months, but he's bitching about not being able to get the cheese on the side of his fajitas. So he also included a photo of his wife sitting at the table looking bummed. And of course, then his tweet started going viral and people started being mean to them for not having the patience needed to deal with the fact that every restaurant has been put into a different, I don't know, protocol?
Yeah, but still, they've asked 4 people and 18 minutes have gone by. Like, I don't know. I mean, are you a restaurant or not?
Oh, my. I'm shocked to hear you say that.
Hey, well, man, listen, you pay a premium for these places and you're paying extra with these COVID tack-ons. Like, and supposedly there's only half the people there that they would normally have. Like, I'm on these guys' side.
Wow.
If I don't want to eat my fajitas, I'm having caution fajitas right now. Like, I am getting sick of this. Thank you. Thank you so much. Call back to earlier in the show.
I'm completely surprised to hear you say that. And I'll give you the other side of it, which is stay home. Why don't you just make your own fajitas and put your own cheese on it and your wife will be happy and no one will be sick and everyone's good.
Then it's business as usual. I'm at home. Like, the point is that they were like, we're going to go back out. This is going to be amazing. And it's, you know, I think the expectation is that when you need something at a restaurant, you get it within 18 minutes.
What's even weirder to hear you say
industry.
That is normally it would be me saying, I want to eat and leave. And you're like, oh, so relax. What do you got?
Now, the food's in front of me and it needs the one thing. Like, imagine your scrambled eggs show up and there's no Tabasco, Vinny. How long are you going to wait? You know, you don't want those eggs without Tabasco. How long are you going to wait? Your pancakes show up with no syrup. That's a required thing to eat the pancakes. You know?
I'll tell you exactly how I'm handling it. I'm staying home. I'm eating from home.
Right, and that's fine. But if you went out and those things were not, you know, they finally break their quarantine. They're like, we're going to do it. We're going to try. I'm on their side.
Wow. Well, there you go. Yeah.
It gets very controversial in this show, you guys.
How about a fast fact? Fast fact. Johnson & Johnson was actually founded by 3 guys named Johnson, not 2 like the name implies. They were all brothers, though. Robert, James, and Edward Johnson.
Robert, James, and Edward. And they figured, we'll just never say which one of us is left out.
I guess that's a marketing thing.
Just Johnson's.
Johnson's is would although Johnson also refers to a man area, so maybe they felt like that's
2 man areas. Woo! But not 3.
Paul McCartney wrote Let It Be and then sent it to Aretha Franklin. She recorded it, but held up the release for so long, the Beatles finally said, ah, we'll just do it ourselves.
Oh, funny. It does have a gospel-y sound to it, doesn't it? I mean, it's right there in the title. Let it be, let it be. Oh, yeah.
Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. And in my hour of darkness,
oh, God, it's beautiful.
She's standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
That's funny. So she just never went, like, I mean, obviously it got released at some point, but I've never heard that version before, I don't think.
It's really nice, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
I think you probably have.
Oh, have you played it before?
It's in my library.
I guess it wasn't that memorable. We'll stick with the Beatles version.
Hey, let me mention this again real quick, as we are in high fire danger right now. So please be careful. I know it's made the news quite a few times that people are lighting off fireworks like crazy, whether that's out of boredom or just it's their thing. I don't know. But illegal fireworks are to blame for a brush fire that burned 2.5 acres in the Oakland Hills on Sunday morning. So they are starting fires, these fireworks, and you need to be careful with them. So high fire danger at the moment. Please be careful with your cigarette butts or your fireworks as we're entering fire season, which ends right after spring, right?
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, which starts right after spring. I mean,
as soon as the rain stops, it's just a matter of time before the grass dries up and it's ripe, it's tender.
Right. Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's get to a couple of those. 442 says, sadly, with restaurants, there's so much more stuff we have to do now to keep people safe. This table was probably annoying AF. It looks like it with her pick. Yeah, I feel like that all of the protocols that are in place are slowing down service. So that's sort of
still how many people
where
do you
I
have
was
to
coming.
Ask?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm just saying. 20 minutes later, she doesn't have her cheese. Like, you know, how hard can that be? Just asking, you know.
Look at 650 says, radio advertising works. I watch both Parent Trap movies over the weekend.
That is awesome. It really does work. Grillbox about to find that out tomorrow.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to make that Grillbox thing tonight?
Who, me?
Yeah.
We made it last night.
Oh,
what
you already made
about?
It? Oh, that's
what you... Oh, my God. We already ate that. Yeah.
We had pot roast going. I'm like, well, there's dinner for tomorrow night. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
No, I didn't even know it was coming. It was just at the front door, and we went, we're eating that right now. Let's
Woo-hoo.
Go. So we did.
Grill box.
It's really good. Really good.
Well, it's just, like, legit. I mean... Everything's fresh. Everything's good. I actually like the burgers, too. They're like little skinny patties. It's really sort of funny. It's delightful. Grillbox.
Someone is saying, 408 is saying, I just searched and Laurel Canyon is on Netflix. I don't know if that's the case.
I think that's the movie.
This is a documentary about the music scene, so it may not be.
So it's on something called Epics, which is available. It's like 100 channels, you said, Bryn, through Amazon.
Yes, it said 100 plus channels.
So if you're a Prime member, you would have access to it then, right?
No, it's in addition to that. So
why do I have it then?
Because your wife probably pays for it or signed up for it or something.
All right.
And it looks like you can only get Epics if you're a Prime member.
So you have to be a Prime member first, and then it's a tack onto that.
It's layered.
Huh.
We'll get all your money, don't worry. Thank you, Amazon. Thank you.
Can I get a shout out to my dad, Roman, in San Rafael, who's finally retiring from the workforce today?
Wow.
It's no fun not being able to reward yourself with a nice vacation or party right now, but the good times will roll once we're past this. Congratulations, Roman.
Congrats, Roman. Wow.
You did
that's
your
a,
part.
It's a big day, man.
Yeah, tapping out. Good for you. I'll read more texts on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.